Welcome to our contemporary Halacha Shir Beis Tefillah Tav Shin Ein Vav Hanukkah. I was told by a Talmid of Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg would instruct Talmidim, don't go home to light Hanukkah candles. Stay at home, you stay in yeshiva, and your wife will light for you. I'm not mistaken. Your wife will light for you. That's what you would tell Talmidim. I was also told that no one listened to him. So I would like to discuss, what are the pros and the cons? What do you gain, what do you lose for this type of psak? And why is it Minhag HaOlam is not that way?
What's the purpose?
Bittul Torah. So, the first thing at stake, whether the husband should light or his wife should light, the mitzvah is of course the same. Women are chayv and adokas near Hanukkah exactly like the men are. Afem ayu bo'is ha'nes, a woman who lives by herself must light near his Hanukkah. So the first thing we have to analyze is a concept called mitzvah bo yosemi b'shluchay. There's a mitzvah for the man to light more than his shliach. This is a Mishnah in Kiddushin. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, says ha'ish mekadesh boy u'b'shluchay. A man, a husband, can get married b'mekadesh either himself or through his messenger. Ask the Gemara, if shluchay mekadesh, if you could get married through a shliach, boy mi baye, does we need to be told if you get married yourself? If I can send a messenger to mekadesh her for me, for sure I can be mekadesh her myself. Answer the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchay. The Mishnah is teaching us that even though there's a power of shlichus, you could send someone else to life for you, but it's still better for you to do things yourself. Says Rashi, Asuk begufay b'mitzvahs, mekabel schar tfei. Get more schar if you do mitzvahs, you toreach and put toil and effort in a mitzvah, you get more schar. Continues the Gemara, Ki ha de Rav Safra machrich reisha. Rav Safra would singe on Erev Shabbos, he would singe the head of the animal be eating for Shabbos. He himself would be machrich reisha. He had meshorstim, he had servants who could do it for him, and he did it himself. And Rava molach shibuta. Rava would salt the fish himself for Shabbos. Why is that? Because mitzvah bo yosemi b'shluchay. Even if they had shlichim, it's still a greater mitzvah to do it yourself. What about other mitzvahs? Well, we have over here Mishnah Berurah, Tofesh Ein Zayin. Misha Soyed is a Chaver Bakrai. A person who's invited out for a Hanukkah meal. He's not staying over by the host. He's just invited for a meal, a Hanukkah party. And he wants to light candles by the host. Can't do that. Can't light candles by the host where you are, because it's not your house. So what should you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, you should go back home and light there. If you don't want to go back home, so at least tell your wife to light for you. Mitzvah boy, says the Mishnah Berurah, to ask your wife to light for you is you're losing on the mitzvah boy. It's the price of Hanukkah.
There's a scripture that he wants to lie by steel. What is it? I mean, why can't he lie when if he gets home at 9:30, not like then?
It's a chazman. It's to be too late.
Why?
Huh?
Why is 9:30?
It's late. It's beyond zman. So that's another discussion. Maybe today things are different. Another discussion. But the point is that
his point that he wants to lie by the time of
what, who are you asking a question on?
The person who doesn't want to after the Hanukkah party is over, comes home at 9:00 at night. Go light him up, and
let's assume there's no one around. He lives in a kfar. There's no one around. It's too late. That's the Mishabura. We see that the concept of mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai applies to Hanukkah as well.
So if it really is no one's around and it's too late, then he should be able to light at the Hanukkah party.
No, that's the point. You can't. It's not his house. It has to be your house. It's near your Shabbesai. You can't light at someone else. If you're just staying over there, it'll be different. But if you're just there for a meal, you have to go back home and light there. If you don't want to go back home, so therefore ask you what your wife will light for you.
Go back home at that point, light and come back.
Fine.
And she's at the kind of body also?
Oh, sorry, yeah, so you have to find a solution. So you have to go back home. Yes? Sorry? She doesn't even have to be a shliach. She has her own obligation. We'll get that Bezat Hashem. We'll get as well. So now we have to discuss. So obviously, everyone's aware of this concept of mitzvah bo yosim v'shluchai. Why would Rav Scheinberg say different? Why would Rav Scheinberg say that stay in yeshiva, don't ask your wife to write for you? Because a bittul Torah. At Khan, we know that there's an idea, there's a mila of mitzvah bo yosim v'shluchai. Very nice. But on the expense of bittul Torah, who's to say maybe bittul Torah overrides mitzvah bo yosim v'shluchai? That needs to be clarified. Well, right, for example, a chosn. He wants to stay in yeshiva. See, he's supposed to get married. He's supposed to get married. So, mitzvah boy, yesim v'shluchai. Why am I, if he says, I want to learn? Could we tell him that you have to close your gemara to be there at the chuppah? Not send the shliach? Maybe not. Yeah. Why should he have to go? Send the shliach, huh? For kiddushin. What? Chuppah is nesuin, but for kiddushin. Why should he waste his time? Chaval zman. He has a chavrusa. I remember there was a chosn in the yeshiva. He was such a masmit that the Rosh Yeshiva had to, on the day of chasn, he was still learning away. Rosh Yeshiva told Bogdan, after mincha, tell him to go and get dressed, go and have a shower. Because he was staggering away, he didn't see any need to change his schedule. Fine. So we need to know whether the mitzvah of Yosef Mishluchai overrides Bittul Torah. From the Mishnah, there's a mitzvah that the chosn should preferably, in Kaddish himself, we don't see what's involved in Bittul Torah. It wasn't part of the factor. But we do see by the Amoraim, the fact that we bring a raya from Amoraim, Rava, who was Malach Shibuta, there we do see entails Bittul Torah as well. Because these Amoraim, they could have been learning. In fact, the Bialocha in Sirin Reish Nun is bothered by the Rambam. The Rambam says, when he quotes the idea of mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, quoting about the Achonos for Shabbos, says even an Adam Choshuv has to do something for Shabbos Chayev lasses dvarim shein metzor Shabbos begufa. Is obligated to do things for himself for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, where did he get the chayev from? It says mitzvah. Mitzvah is the mishluchay. How did the Rambam get that the chayev? It's an obligation for every person, even an Odom Choshuv, has to do something himself for Shabbos, not to rely on his maid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the source of the Rambam? The fact that it entails Bittul Torah. Because the Amoraim, obviously, it was Bittul Torah. If it was Bittul Torah involved, must be there's an obligation. Fine. So we see that apparently mitzvah bar yoyse mishluchai is so important it will even entail Bittul Torah. But we have a theory to this concept. Because the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Reish Mem Vav Siv Yud Ches gives us our guideline. When are you mevatel Torah and when not? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hoya lefora v'asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. You have Torah to learn, you have a mitzvah to do. If efsha la mitzvah leheya sois alidei achirim lo yifsoik mitalmudai, a mitzvah that could be done by others, so don't stop, let others do it. Obviously, to wear tefillin, or you can wear tefillin, so you have to stop and wear tefillin. But a mitzvah that could be done by others, so why should you stop? That's the rule for Talmud Torah. No? See, so that's the case. So if I have a mitzvah that could be done by a stranger, and not my battle Torah, if I send my own shliach to do it, so why should I be battle Torah? Yeah, we have a clash between the concept of mitzvah bo yoytzeh mibishluchai, the mitzvah to do things yourself, even on the expense of Bittul Torah. It clashes with the Hilchos Talmud Torah we learn over there, a mitzvah that could be done by someone else, so let someone else do it. Right, if there's someone drowning in the river, should I close my Gemara and jump into it? It all depends. If there's someone else could do it, and he's going to do it, so let someone else do it. If not, I have to do it. So if I have, not only there's a stranger who could do it, my own shliach, I'll appoint a shliach to go and take care of it. So why is it mutter for me to be about the Torah? It should be an issa. This is a clash raised by the Shara Tzion in Siman Reish Nun. Very, very important besides. And the Shara Tzion has two tirutzim, two answers, and this is going to be an afkamina for Hanukkah lights. Teres number one, he distinguishes between a mitzvah that's upon me, it's my obligation to deal with a mitzvah, versus a mitzvah that's not upon me to do. He says, a chesed, there's an oni, you need to get stocker. There's a choyle, a chesed needs to be done, a choyle needs to be visited. It's not upon me, per se. It's not my job, it just needs to get done. That's the case. So if someone else can do it, you're not a mevatel Torah. If no one else can do it, you have to do it. Masha'enken by Shabbos, a mitzvah that's upon you, you have a din to mimchabet Shabbos, so therefore you have a chiyuv mitzvah by, even if you attend the shliach, mitzvah by yisrael b'shluchai overrides Bittul Torah. The whole hetzah of mitzvah sheyachole le'asos adei achirim only applies to mitzvah that's not upon you to do. That's his first teretz. His second teretz is be'emes, you're right, Bemes, you're not mevatel Torah for any mitzvah that can be done by someone else. Kovod Shabbos is different. Mishum Chumra Shabbos, different. In other words, Shabbos is an exception to the rule. When we find by Shabbos, we find that mitzvah bo yisrael mishluchai overrides Talmud Torah is an exception. It's a special din in Shabbos to be mechaber the Shabbos. It's not a principle for other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs then you know it can be done by someone else. You know, I'm a battle terror. Therefore, so let's take this home to Neros Hanukkah. We have the Avreich in the Koilo. He's in Yerushalayim, and he wants to learn Torah. Zman Hadokas Neros is at 4:40. Right, for him to travel, he can lose the second Seder. So should he ask his wife to light? Mitzvah Bar Yosef Bishluchai. What about expensive Talmud Torah? It's a mitzvah sheyichol el aseh sedei cherim. The Hadokas Neros Chanukah could be done by someone else. Is he allowed to mivach the Torah? So it depends on the two terutzim of the Shah Tzion. If the principle is any mitzvah is upon you to do, the mitzvah is to be shluchai, override Talmud Torah. But he has a chiyuv to be like Neros Chanukah. It's not like chesed to someone else. It's an obligation he has to take care of. Mitzvah will entail bittul Torah, but according to the second teretz of the Shaar Tzion, that Shabbos is an exception to the rule. Only by Chumas Shabbos, only there do we say that overrides Talmud Torah. If that's the case, so for Neros Chanukah, you know, bittul Torah for mitzvah yisim mishluchay, that'll be enough gemina. This actually explains a stir in the Rambam, because the Rambam says by Shabbos he says it's a choivo, by Kiddushin he says mitzvah. Mitzvah sheikadesh ikadesh adam ishtoi yeser mi'al shluchoi calls it mitzvah. By Shabbos he calls it a choivo. Makara, Why is Kiddushin a mitzvah and Shabbos is a chayva? Kiddushin is also an obligation he has to get married. That's very gishmak. When the second teretz of Shaar Tzion, Shabbos is different. Chumas of Shabbos is different. Shulchan Aruch Rav also says the same idea. Why is it Chazal never told us about other mitzvahs they were doing? Only by Shabbos we're told great details how every Amora, what he did for Shabbos. How about mitzvahs mezuzah? How about other mitzvahs? We know Chazal didn't tell us. He says there's two things happening. The Bittul Torah is because of covered Shabbos. There's a covered Shabbos to the Bittul Torah for the sake to show how important Shabbos is. It's unique for Shabbos, that's covered Shabbos. The mitzvah versus Mishluchoi is the fact that why the Rava choose to salt the fish, because it's a mitzvah v'ainik Shabbos. So if I'm volunteer anyway, I might as well, I'll use it for my mitzvah. I'll invest my time in the mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. He liked fish, but you're not the battle Torah for mitzvah v'yisav v'shluchay. The bill Torah comes from Kovet Shabbos, not from mitzvah v'yisav v'shluchay. Anyway, we have two tirutzim in the Shaar Tzion. When are you mevatel Torah for mitzvah bar yisav b'shluchay? Is it for any mitzvah is upon you, or Shabbos is an exception? I have a diuk. I think the ikar teretz is like the second one. How do I know? Because the Chofetz Chaim has another sefer called Avas Chesed. I don't know what you wrote first, Mishnah Berurah Avas Chesed. I don't know. But the Avas Chesed, he's bothered by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Gemara says, whatever he did himself for the Hachanos Orchim, Hashem repaid him himself. What he himself bought the meat, Hashem gave meat himself. What he did with the Shliach, Hashem repaid Am Yisrael with the Shliach. So Yukach no mat maim, Avraham didn't bring himself. He told Yishmael. So therefore, when Hashem supplied maim in the midbar, it was supplied indirectly through the rock, and that's why the whole Golos, the whole exile, the 40 years in the Midbar was because of that. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael because of it was through a shliach. Says Avos Chesed, what do you say? It's a mitzvah sheyichol la'asos de'achirim. So what do you want? Why should Avram himself bring them water if it's a mitzvah sheyichol la'asos de'achirim? You're obligated. You can't stop. You have to ask a shliach to do it. It's an issur bittul Torah. So he asks, and he answers, "V'tirutzim." Avraham Avinu was anyway busy with Achnasas Orchim, so he wasn't learning anyway at that time. Second teretz, that it was beneath their dignity. It was disrespectful for those Orchim that it should be done with someone else. So it's le'asayis adeachir. It wasn't appropriate. Third teretz, that Avraham Avinu was doing kiru v'choikim, and he was by feeding them, he would bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu, was like Torah itself. It's also Torah. But anyway, we see from all the Chofetz Chaim, he doesn't say that it's because of mitzvah shebegufay. When you have a guest in your home, it's upon you to take care of him. It's not like a wild chesed from outside in the street, open a gemach. If you have a guest in your home, it's now your obligation. It's mitzvah shebegufay, you've got to help him. Chofetz Chaim didn't say, oh, mitzvah shebegufay, you have to move out of the Talmud Torah. It was poshutim from all the tirutzim that you're not in the battle Torah for even a mitzvah that's upon you. So obviously he learns that Shabbos is an exception. So let's just wrap up what we just done in this stage, what we learned. So we want to know, is it correct, is a person obligated even though he's in the middle of Seder and he's learning, he has a charusa, is a person obligated to close his Gemara, to go home to light, and not rely on his wife because of mitzvah bo yoyse mibishluchoy? Is that correct? So the answer is, it depends on the two terutzim of the Sharatzim. We do find our meroyim of a vatel Torah for a mitzvah bo yoyse mibishluchoy. We find that by achonos for Shabbos. Do we apply that to all mitzvahs that are upon you to do? From the first verse, Enochinami, it's upon you to light Hanukkah candles yourself, not relying on your wife. That'll be correct for the first teretz. But according to the second teretz, Shabbos is a yoytzim lekal, is an exception. For all of the mitzvahs, the advantage of mitzvah yoytzim b'shluchay does not override Bittul Torah. So according to the second teretz, you don't have to go back home. Maybe it's also to go back home. And I think Ikar Alocha, as I'm a dyke from the Arbas Chesed, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav learns, the Ikar Alocha is like the second teretz, Shabbos is an exception. And you're not mechuyev to mevatel Talmud Torah for mitzvah yoyse mevishluchay. So therefore, I do agree on this point. Rav Scheinberg is in line with the Ikar, that you don't have to go back to light yourself. I would also like to add another svara, that even when the first teretz, Ad Kan Lo Shamanu, all that we've heard is about the Amoraim who did a mashu, one thing for Shabbos. It's a small amount of Bittul Torah. But maybe when it's a large amount, going home, if you live in Beit Shemesh and you're learning in the Meir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, to go home at the beginning of Seder is hours of Bittul Torah. It's not just to light and go back. There's no V'yachzor v'Talmud. It's difficult to have a V'yachzor v'Talmudai. It's a few hours of traveling. You basically killed your second Seder. So therefore, I would say, could be, maybe everyone would agree, you're not obligated for the mitzvah of Yisrael Mishluchai to have to lose large amounts of Talmud Torah. Okay, this was issue number one. So why is it most people go back home? What is the reason? Is it really because mitzvah bar yisa b'shlucha, is that the real reason? I think the main reason is, well, another major factor is that you're entering a person whose wife who write for him is bal korchoi, will be forced to enter a major machlekes rishonim. Bal korchoi. It's about birkas haroye. The Gemara says in Shabbos of Gimel, haroye nerv chanaka tzorch levorech. He makes sha'osa nisim. What does that mean, haroye nerv chanaka? Dr. Ran, it means a person who didn't light yet, he's not going to light, and lo yidliku orav b'toch beisa. A person who is a traveler, he didn't light himself, he's not going to light. Chazal made a special bracha that he can make a birkas hariya. When you'll see the candles, you'll say, Baruch Ata Hashem, she'asa nisim avosim. It's called birkas haroya. It's meant for a person who didn't, nebuch, cannot fulfill the mitzvah. But a person who was yaitzes mitzvah to his wife, he doesn't make birkas haroya. And that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Tov Reish Ayin Vav, it says in Shulchan Aruch, a person who didn't light, is not going to light, and the one didn't light for him at home, he makes a birkas haroya. The problem is that was the run. But the Shulchan Aruch is Soyster himself. There's a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, in Topesh Ayin Vav says the Shulchan Aruch that if your wife lit for you, you don't make a Birkas Haroya. But says the Shulchan Aruch in Topesh Ayin Zayin, Yesh mi shoimer, she'afa pishidliku all over the Beisai, even if someone lit for you already, if you be mocking she'en bo Yisrael, matik bebrachis. If you're in a place where there's no Yisrael, you have to light candles with bracha. Why? Gichayev lirois haneirois. A person is obligated to see the neirois. Even though his wife lit for him, he's still obligated to see himself. Mazeh. You just told me, in Tov Yesh Ayin Vav, you told me, a person who lit himself doesn't make birkas haroya. This is Shittas HaMordechai. The Mordechai holds that even a person who his wife lit for him, still he has to make the brach himself. Why? Because that's your chayvus habayis. Your house has to have a Chanukah light lit that your wife does for you. But you, there's a din, birkas haroya applies to every Jew. Every Jew has to be saying the she'asa nisim. Every Jew has to see the neiros and say she'asa nisim nabayisenu. So we have a steer in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passed in like two places, in two counter shittas. Therefore, what's going to happen is, if indeed you ask your wife to light for you, you stay in Seder. So very nice, you yoytzi your mitzvah. But when you step outside the Beis Medrash and you see Neiros Chanukah, you're entering a Machlekes Rishonim, which is a steer in Shulchan Aruch, are you obligated in Birkas HaRoyeh? According to the Ran and according to Shulchan Aruch and Tafei Shain Bob, you're Yotzi a Mitzvah. There's no Birkas HaRoyeh for you. But according to the Mordechai, which the Shulchan Aruch brings in Tafei Shain Zayin, you have the Yechayev Lirei Saneris, you're obligated to sit there and make a bracha. In fact, the Archonim hold the Ikra Din like the Mordechai. This is a serious fact over here. Lamaisi, you can't make a bracha, so a bracha is the Akel. But you are entering. The idea of staying behind in the Beis Medrash is Bal Korchecha, you will be entering this Machlokes Rishonim. Yes?
Are we discussing where you saw someone else's menorah or the menorah that your wife worked on?
Same thing. Same concept. Chayv liros haneiros. It's a fundamental machlokes in the Gemara. When the Gemara says birkas haroya, is it only for someone who has no connection to the mitzvah? That's why we help him out. Or it's even for someone who lit, but he still has to see the neiros and make the bracha.
I suppose you would assume. It would depend whether his wife's able to be motzi him with the shas anisim abuzina that she says when she lights it.
So she. Well, that's kufa the Mordechai is saying. That's machrikas. Whether it patters him or not. That's kufa what it's about. So, okay, so let's look for more solutions. Okay, so maybe. So let's say that is. I'll stay in the base matters. I'll stay in learn. And my wife will light, and I'll be mechavein to the lotzeis.
One bracha or both?
On the second bracha, Shas Anisim. Let me generate for myself a chiyuv to say Al Anisim. Not Al Anisim, to say Shas Anisim. And then I'll be yotza all the shittas. Can we do that? Lichura, it should definitely work. Who should depend whether you're Ashkenazi or Sfarad? Why? Because that Shita Zamachaber is that how many candles do you light? Only about a bias light candles. We don't allow other members of the household to light candles themselves. It's for Baya. So my wife lit. I can't say what I want to be mahadrin. I'd be like a household member who could light as well. So let me make a bracha. Let me light it with a bracha. Couldn't shulchan aruch, that won't work. We find in Tofrei Shain Zayin. A person who is a guest, he's staying by someone else. In Tofei Shain Zayin, and his wife lit for him. So he has to participate. He has to participate in the neiros with the balabais. So it says over there that okay, this is the Mordechai. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you place where there's no Jews and your wife lit for you already, you make a you light. You can if you want to light again with the bracha. But what do you mean you read Yotzei Yochiyuv? He's mechavein shel lotzeis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh men ha-poskim she-soivrim Acharei de-chachameinu patru al-dei adlokas ishtoi. Since he's potter, lav kol kemini loimar eini roitze lotzeis b'shal ishti. There are choydim who say, you cannot claim I'm not interested. Since you became potter, you have no right to say, well, I don't yotze with my wife. So according to those shittas, it's not going to help to say I don't be yotze with her. That's called kemini. Another etzah that could be, if you go to shul, and here, what is here in shul? There's a minag in shul to light in shuls, and there he is the birkas anisim, shos anisim. All we're trying to achieve is the birkas haroya. That's what we're trying to get. To bypass. So let him in shul listen and be chav not says Birkas Haroya over there. So, but it's a very big shaila by me. Is what is the lock in the shul? Is that lock in the shul? Is it Neros Hanukkah? Or it looks like Neros Hanukkah, but it's not. Is this called Neros Hanukkah? Is this? Am I yotze takonas Chazal with this, or it's a minhag? And if it looks very, it looks similar, but not the same. What?
The guy that lit that has to go home.
Oh, she proved very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Even after you light, the Chazan in shul lit this and said the brachas, goes home and he lights and he says the brachas again, with the exception of Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu, no. He said Shechiyonu, he missed it. He can't say Shechiyonu again. But Chura, why did he say why did he say brachas again? Because it's not there as Hanukkah. It's a different mitzvah. It's a minag. So I saw, in fact, Machlekes. Moshe Feinstein says that you're not yotze. The others want to argue. So it's not a glatt solution to just be yotze from the shul. Now, Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo, not Mincha Shlomo. So he said he was very angry with people who had mitraim. He was angry at people who say, I'm not going to go home to light. So you're not bigger tzaddik than the previous doyrois who were never mevatel beis medrash mi yameihem. They'll never be mevatel Torah for anything, and they all went home to light candles. So don't be such a big tzaddik. You get very upset. Okay, but fine. So let's just wrap up. Just we'll finish. So comes out the why don't people listen to this Rav Scheinberg? Obviously, Rav Scheinberg holds that he's not worried about Birkas Haroya, you're yotzi with your wife. He doesn't mind that you enter that machleka. Stop brachas lakel. So Talmud Torah. Maybe you'll be yotzi in the shul. Maybe you have to use machriya. The minhag ha'olam is not that way. Minhag ha'olam, everyone goes home to light bisman. Maybe because the choy shav mitzvah is a bishluchoy. Maybe because they don't want to enter this machakas of Birkas Haroya. Maybe for family reasons, some family reasons, to be together. Shem Zalman, Chavivas HaMitzvah. What happens if the wife threatens this man? I looked this up in Sefer HaParzuf. What's Sefer HaParzuf? Facebook. I looked up in Sefer HaParzuf. I spoke to Rabbi Google and he told me he's supposed to write this man. You're coming home late. You're in work, loch bati. So this is now women's lib. I won't like this man. You don't come home, I'm lighting. But I'm lighting, not waiting for you. Can she do that? Yes?
If she does that, he can absolve himself from that and he just come back and get something, right?
No, not correct.
Let's say she led without telling him.
So that's what we learned. The mitzvah has been done. There's nothing you can do. She could do that. Even if you didn't know. The mitzvah has been done. Zozo. The mitzvah has been done. She's a member of the household. The house has a Hanukkah. It has been done. I don't think there's anything we could do about it. It does say in the Sefer, Bas Yisrael Kilchosa. What's it called? Lichas Bas Yisrael. He asked Shlomo Zalman about this point. Should the wife write in time? He says it's not a good. He said he shouldn't do it because of Shlom Bayis. It's going to create tremendous Shlom Bayis problems if the wife writes without not waiting for her husband. But Medina, there's no way you could stop this. She's Baruch Yuv like him. She doesn't have to. She's not equipped to wait and lose her Ikra's man. And if he doesn't come home in time, she says I'm writing. It's not recommended. But then I think it would come to Beis Din. I don't think they could stop it. Tashus, I'm my mitzvah. You've been late. Vakasha, it's no problem. I'm lighting Basman. Yes.
One of the same pashas is that on the same page.
Yeah.
He just says, look, I can't be home till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Then, and so should I light when I get home, or should my wife light this month? And they're all on the same page, all in agreement. I want to do what's best.
Right.
Really, it is best that she lights.
So, Tam Zama saying he should give her a shus. In that same place, in the Mincha Shleima, he says he should, in Lichas Basra, he should give her a shus to do it.
It's for his
mitzvah. In Lichas Shleima, Perek Zayin. Then he should give her a shus to, you can find in Lichas Basra, Perek Chofarev. Or a test. Roy Shiten Abal Roshus the Ishtai, she's a dig miyad bezman adlocha. But, you can enter this only what we spoke about today. So we're going to enter this machlokes rishonim. Rabbi Birkas Haroya, Rabbi Vosner writes that minhag ha'olam is to wait for the husband to come home, even though it's late. She's losing out. That's minhag ha'olam. To write himself. What? So she also. Oh, I've got to speak about that. That people have to know. That also the wife. You know, my wife probably Sunday she's not going to make it for that locker. I tell her she's got to listen somewhere else. She's got to listen. Because she's going to be, she should listen to Alokas near as there. What for? For Birkas Haroya. You see? The mitzvah is being done at home. I can light at home. She's yet to mitzvah Alokas near as Chanukah. But what about Birkas Haroya? It's a machikas of shayinim. She'll see candles. She's luchuyevas. So if you hear someone else lighting Alokas, you hear the brachas from someone else, you're great. Thank you for filming it. Shkoyach, have a wonderful Chanukah. And Shizaycha to all the good things, the awe should light up the darkness. Thank you very much.